Most investors treat financial statements like a chore, necessary paperwork to skim before making a decision. But what if these documents were actually treasure maps, revealing which companies will multiply your wealth tenfold while others languish? After 12 years as Warren Buffett's daughter-in-law, Mary Buffett discovered something remarkable. The Oracle of Omaha reads financial statements like a novelist reads character development, spotting subtle patterns that reveal a company's true nature. His approach transformed him from Benjamin Graham's student into the world's most successful investor, not through complex algorithms or insider tips, but through recognizing specific financial fingerprints that appear only in businesses with lasting competitive advantages. These patterns, hidden in plain sight on income statements and balance sheets, separate companies that will compound wealth for decades from those destined to struggle perpetually. Wall Street operates like a perpetual casino, where traders frantically buy and sell based on quarterly earnings and headlines. Benjamin Graham taught Buffett to exploit this chaos by buying quality companies when irrationally oversold, then selling once they appreciated 50%. This worked well, but Buffett noticed something puzzling. Bargain companies often never recovered, while others, Geico, American Express, Coca-Cola, continued flourishing spectacularly after his firm exited. This sparked a revelation. Certain businesses possess durable competitive advantages, brand power, network effects, scale economies, creating monopoly-like economics lasting decades. These companies generate superior profits year after year. Counterintuitively, they become safer investments as prices fall, since their competitive moats protect them from bankruptcy while offering greater upside. Consider Buffett's 1973 investment of $11 million in the Washington Post. Graham's approach would have dictated selling by 1976 for $16 million. Instead, Buffett held 35 years, watching his stake grow to $1.4 billion, a 12,460% return without paying a penny in taxes. His Coca-Cola investment grew from $1.3 billion to over $25 billion through the same patient approach. The math becomes undeniable. Finding exceptional businesses and holding them indefinitely creates wealth that traditional value investing can never match. Not all businesses can develop durable competitive advantages. Buffett has identified three specific models where these wealth compounding machines typically exist. The first model sells unique products that occupy mental real estate in consumers' minds. Coca-Cola and Hershey's have invested decades building brand associations that allow premium pricing. Remarkably, consumers often prefer other colas in blind taste tests, but consistently choose Coke when brands are revealed. This mental ownership translates directly into consistently high profit margins and strong cash flows. The second model provides unique services where the institution owns the competitive advantage. Moody's ratings have become so integral to financial markets that bond issuers cannot operate without them. Unlike consulting firms where star employees can demand most profits, these institutional service providers maintain their advantage regardless of personnel changes, achieving even higher returns on invested capital. The third model focuses on being both the low-cost buyer and seller of essential products. Walmart's sophisticated supply chain and massive scale allow superior supplier negotiations, while Costco's membership model creates customer loyalty and predictable revenue. These businesses trade smaller margins for massive volume, with their value reputation becoming embedded in consumers' decision-making. Financial statements reveal exceptional businesses through specific ratios and their consistency over time, patterns distinguishing genuine competitive advantage from temporary success. Gross profit margin, gross profit divided by revenue, provides the first critical indicator. Companies with durable advantages maintain consistently higher margins. Coca-Cola sustains 60% plus, Moody's achieves 73%, Wrigley delivers 51%. Compare this with United Airlines at 14%, GM at 21%, Goodyear at 20%. Margins above 40% often signal competitive advantage, while those below 20% suggest fierce competition. The crucial insight: consistency matters more than any single year. 10 years of stable high margins indicates durability. Fluctuating margins reveal vulnerability. Operating expenses reveal another layer. Companies with durable advantages show remarkable consistency in selling, general, and administrative expenses as a percentage of gross profit. Coca-Cola consistently spends about 59%, Moody's just 25%. Companies lacking advantages show wild fluctuations. GM's expenses ranged from 28% to 83% over 5 years, signaling management constantly fights fires rather than managing a stable business. Research and development expenses serve as a major red flag. Companies requiring heavy R&D face inevitable patent expirations or technological obsolescence. Merck spends 78% of gross profit on R&D and administration combined. Moody's has no R&D expense and spends only 25% on administration, fundamentally different business models, where one must constantly reinvent itself while the other maintains its existing advantage. Net earnings as a percentage of revenues provides a powerful summary. Coca-Cola earns 21%, Moody's 31%, while Southwest Airlines manages 7%, and GM just 3%. Companies earning over 20% likely enjoy competitive advantages that compound value over decades. The balance sheet reveals whether competitive advantage translates into financial strength through key indicators. Long-term debt levels provide the clearest signal. Companies with durable advantages carry minimal debt because profitability makes them self-financing. Look for businesses that could eliminate debt with 3 to 4 years of earnings. Coca-Cola and Moody's could clear their debt in 1 year, Wrigley and the Washington Post in 2. Contrast this with GM and Ford, whose decade of profits wouldn't eliminate their massive debt. Property, plant, and equipment figures tell another story. Companies without advantages must constantly update facilities to stay competitive. Companies with advantages, like Wrigley, only replace worn-out equipment. Compare Wrigley, $1.4 billion in plant and equipment, $1 billion debt, earning $500 million yearly, with GM, $56 billion in plant and equipment, $40 billion debt, losing money. Result, $100,000 invested in Wrigley in 1990 grew to $547,000 by 2008. The same GM investment was worth just $97,000. Intangible assets reveal a crucial accounting quirk. Modern accounting only allows acquired intangibles on balance sheets. Internally developed intangibles cannot be recorded. Coca-Cola's brand, worth over $100 billion, doesn't appear on its balance sheet. The same applies to Wrigley, PepsiCo, McDonald's, and Walmart. This anomaly has allowed astute investors to take large positions in these visible companies, while others missed their potential, focusing on tangible book value that dramatically understates true worth. Retained earnings reveal durable competitive advantage. When companies retain profits instead of paying dividends, these earnings compound exponentially if profitably deployed. Berkshire Hathaway exemplifies this. Buffett stopped dividends in 1965, allowing earnings to compound from $19 per share to $78,000 by 2007. Each retained dollar earned returns that were retained again, creating a self-reinforcing wealth cycle. Return on shareholders' equity, net earnings divided by shareholders' equity, reveals deployment effectiveness. Companies with durable advantages show consistently high returns. Coca-Cola, 30%, Wrigley, 24%, Hershey's, 33%. Competitive industries struggle. United Airlines manages only 15% in profitable years. Beware leverage, using debt to boost earnings by borrowing at low rates to invest at higher ones. Investment banks borrowed billions at 6% to loan at 7%, generating consistent income that falsely suggested durability until the subprime crisis exposed this vulnerability. High returns must stem from genuine competitive advantage, not financial inuring. Buffett's revolutionary insight was viewing companies with durable competitive advantages as equity bonds. Shares represent the bond, pre-tax earnings represent interest payments. Unlike fixed coupon bonds, these equity bonds deliver ever-increasing interest payments through growing earnings that compound over time. When Buffett bought Coca-Cola at $6.50 per share against pre-tax earnings of 70 cents, he secured a 10.7% pre-tax yield, growing at roughly 15% annually. His Washington Post investment at $6.36 per share now earns pre-tax $54 per share, an 849% pre-tax yield on his original investment. See's Candy, purchased for $25 million in 1972, now generates $82 million in pre-tax earnings, a 328% annual pre-tax yield. The price you pay directly affects returns. The best opportunities arise during bear markets or when great businesses face temporary problems. During the 2008 crisis, Buffett acquired Goldman Sachs preferred shares at favorable terms. Buffett's selling rule is simple. Never sell a business with a durable competitive advantage as long as it maintains that advantage. By holding Coca-Cola for over three decades, he's accumulated approximately $36 billion in untaxed capital gains, compound interest working in his favor while deferring taxes and avoiding transaction costs.